877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. We know how clever you guys are. So the president, as I've already alluded to, was all reassurance yesterday when he met with the CIA out at Langley, Virginia, at CIA headquarters.
Don't be discouraged by what's happened in the last few weeks. Don't be discouraged that we have to acknowledge potentially we've made some mistakes. That's how we learn. But the fact that we are willing to acknowledge them and then move forward, that is precisely why I am proud to be President of the United States, and that's why you should be proud to be members of the CIA.
A heartfelt pep talk from the chief executive, the commander-in-chief, out at Langley, talking to CIA officers and really responding to the revelations of the so-called torture memos from the CIA during the George W. Bush administration, which talked about waterboarding and got explicit Department of Justice approval for certain very harsh interrogation techniques. GOP and others have criticized the release of those memos, saying it undermines the CIA, but President Barack Obama has decided not to prosecute CIA employees. How reassuring was he yesterday? Art Keller joins us. He's a former CIA case officer from 1999 to 2006. He joins us from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, John.
How reassuring do you think this performance was yesterday? It was a pretty wild screaming there in the background.
I think it was very reassuring. You know, the vast majority of people at the CIA really are not field officers, and they have nothing to do with what goes on the field. But nevertheless, I think everyone gets a certain amount of fatigue over being associated with an agency that gets tarred with a bad name through when things like this break in the press. So I think, in a way, it was as much a relief to people who have nothing to do with field operations, simply because you get tired of being associated with something that makes you look bad.
All right, so let's listen once again to the reception that Barack Obama and Leon Panetta, for that matter, got yesterday out at Langley.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very, very
so
much.
So, Art, you can hear in that crowd of screaming that the case officers are probably very quietly not clapping and not jumping up and down, and it's just the administrative gang?
No. I just say that because within the general body of the CIA, the Directorate of Operations, or as it's now known, the National Clandestine Service, is a very small part. So the bulk of CIA people, the bulk of the people who would be at such a speech at the headquarters are not the field officers because they're out in the field.
Right, of course. And you know, they wouldn't want their cover blown, even if it is a chance to meet Barack Obama. Let's talk a little bit about the George Tenet era, something you know very, very well. It seems to me that the CIA under George W. Bush, whatever people like Vice President Cheney say, was really caught between a political battle between the Pentagon and the White House over the quality of intelligence and the political intent of intelligence. Rumsfeld on the one side was gathering resources for his own intelligence agency, while it seems like the vice president on the other side was pushing the agency to deliver results that met its political goals. First of all, can Obama dispel whatever consequences are left over from that era? And do you even buy my analysis to begin with?
Oh, no, I very much buy it. Firsthand, I saw the results of it. Can he dispel that? That will be a matter of time and trust. And I think part of his mission there yesterday was to reassure the agency and say, hey, you know, I've got your back. We're going to back off. First of all, you know, I'm going to support you, which has not been necessarily the case with the Bush administration. As you said, they viewed the agency more as a tool to present them with conclusions that were foregone conclusions that told them what they wanted to hear, at least on larger political issues. And so, I think Obama has a great opportunity to win the agency over to him, but that will depend on whether, you know, on the ground level, people feel that influence is being exerted to shape analysis or to shape how raw intelligence is greeted.
The new director of Central Intelligence, Leon Panetta, reportedly was critical of the Department of Justice decision to release the so-called torture memos, but there was none of that disagreement in evidence yesterday. What was Panetta's view? And on the issue of prosecutions, is that really Barack Obama's call? Can't Congress proceed with prosecutions no matter what Barack Obama says?
Well, not being a lawyer, I can't rule on that. I would say that since the kind of authorization that it takes to undertake a major policy shift or major change, that comes from something known as a presidential finding. So, you know, the president will issue a finding, and then usually the in this case, the Office of Legal Counsel will provide legal justification to back it up. So, to a certain extent, if you have a problem with what the CIA is doing, you have to confront the people who are giving them the orders and providing the justification, because I have yet to hear anyone say that engaging in these tactics was something that the CIA approached the White House about and said, we need this authority. Rather, I believe it was pushed down from the White House, who believe that that is the way the intelligence game is played. And it's historically in the U.S., that's not the way it's played.
Do you then suspect that Obama will attempt to prosecute individuals at a higher level beyond the CIA, actually reaching into the Bush White House itself?
My personal guess, and this is just, you know, kind of armchair quarterbacking the political scene, is I doubt that he will, because if you open a can of worms of going after senior people in your predecessor's administration, you leave yourself open for the same kind of attacks when you leave office.
Right. I think you're right on that one, Art. I think you're probably right on that
speaking,
one. Well, let me just ask you. Let me just ask you before.
Justification for going after him, but I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Well, let me shift gears here for a second. I mean, Barack Obama outlined, he said something that I think was greeted, again, very warmly there at Langley, that the CIA is more important than ever before in the post-Cold War era. And he outlined a number of missions, anti-terrorism, of course. He even got to piracy as some of the responsibility of the CIA in the intelligence mission, monitoring all of those things. Is the CIA prepared for all of those missions at this point in time?
Well, I can say at the time that I left in late 2006, it wasn't. Not because the people weren't capable. They were very capable. They were just stretched too thin. And particularly with Iraq was eating up so many of the resources of the field officers that when you have a major deployment there, it pulls from everything else. And so, hopefully as things stabilize a bit in Iraq, we can shift resources back to where they belong, which is to say the whole rest of the world, which we have to keep an eye on.
Are your former colleagues at the CIA telling you one way or another, insofar as you can confess to us or disclose to us, any sort of impressions of Leon Panetta?
You know, what's interesting is I've polled several of my colleagues, and I haven't gotten anything. In a case, this is interesting. It's the dog that didn't bark. And I'm thinking back to, when I was there in Porter Goss's tenure, and even though he was a former CIA officer, he pretty much immediately caused strife within the agency. And so I have to say this for Panetta's tenure. I haven't heard a negative word out of him. And if he was really creating waves or alienating people, that would have made the news. So at the very least, he's good. He's doing a good job in a diplomatic sense of winning over people to the extent that he is not appearing in the press. That's actually a good thing for the head of a secret agency.
And, Barack Obama described yesterday, and before we go, that he's really surrounded by former CIA folks in his national security team. I mean, you've got Robert Gates over at the Pentagon, right? And there are any number of people who are in the advisory staff on the National Security Council who come directly from the CIA. Does the CIA have a pretty good place at the table in this administration, based on your view?
I think a better place than it did in the previous administration, simply because there seemed to be, at some level, some distrust within the Bush administration of the CIA, for reasons that have been in the news many times again, a refusal to shape intelligence to say exactly the conclusion that the administration wanted.
Well, we will see. The page seems to be turned, at least on the surface, but a lot remains to happen between now and the end of the administration. Art Keller, former CIA case officer from 1999 to 2006, assessing whether Barack Obama can turn the page at Langley. He certainly had a great reception yesterday. Thanks, Art.
Thank you.